Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. On this, all of a sudden, it is after dark, isn't it? This is the first night of Hanukkah, by the way. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you, Michael.
Deborah Renner is with us from Tarot International. We're talking about business etiquette this time of the year and, oh, man, all kinds of things. This is going to be fun. We'll get into the weeds here just a little bit with Deborah. Good to have you here again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
Well, it is the holiday season. As my friend Kent Sovereign said, it is the season of giving and sometimes the season of taking, depending on where you're at. So when we get into the holiday parties and the festivities, and do we leave business behind, or is there a better way to handle these things?
Thank you for that question. If it's a business function and it's social, but it's business, mm-hmm. a corporate event or whatever yeah. around the holiday time, it's still business.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So we have to be, you know, have some considerations on how we are interacting and how we're presenting ourselves.
You know, back in the day, I recall numerous office parties that I will tell you that I was a party to. And this happened in the entertainment business and or the radio and television business. I can tell you right now, none of us would want to go back to those parties. they were just, you know, they were pretty crazy back
yes.
in the day. And but have we changed? Have we grown up a little bit maybe? Or are there still those opportunities to just use bad judgment?
You know, there's always an opportunity to use bad judgment, but hopefully we're conscious about how we're going to interact and the impression that we want to make and to leave. Demonstrating respect. Respect is a demonstration yeah. of our values, and first of all, demonstrating it towards ourselves in terms of how we present ourselves, and then towards those that we're interacting with. And so there's some common faux pas, of course. There's some loopholes that people can get into.
Sure.
Many times there's adult beverages at mm-hmm. parties, and mm-hmm. so if somebody partakes too much, then that's going to impair judgment. A lot of times, just even being able to make sure that you get a return on investment for your time there so that you use it for networking.
Because, you know, parties, that's a really good point mm-hmm. because parties can be very beneficial to your career enhancement.
Absolutely. You get to interact with people you may not get to see on mm-hmm. a daily basis. And so it's your opportunity to be able to have some conversations, mingle with people that you might not otherwise see. And a lot of times people bring a family member, a spouse or a partner, and that's an opportunity also to help introduce them and for people to get to know you on more of a familiar basis.
Got it. So if we were to start talking about a list of common mistakes that people might make during this time of year, or any time of year, actually, when it comes to etiquette in business and gatherings, what might mm-hmm. some of those be?
Well, here's a fun one.
Yes?
Eat before you go, because a lot of times, depending on what the event is going to be, there might be a long cocktail hour before dinner. So have something in your stomach. So if you are with cocktails for a bit, that you know you're not doing that on an empty stomach, and also right. not sitting down to a dinner just totally hungry, because this is not about the food and the drink. It's actually about the opportunity for people to come together in a social setting yes. and interact with regards to the organization.
And another good reason for doing that, I would think, you don't want to be hovering around the
no.
nosh table.
Exactly.
I mean, it just looks a little creepy when all you do is, you know, you've got your fingers in all the noshes for the extended period of time. So, yeah, and people would look askance, I would think, at that. So, good idea.
Exactly.
So eat a little something before you go to
yes.
the gathering. Okay.
And then not being centered around the food table, but actually thinking ahead of time, who are some people you'd really like to interact with? And so when you walk into the event, step in the door, step to the right and just stand there for a moment and take the environment in. That'll lower your adrenaline response. Kind of locate where people are, where the food is, where the drink is. What a lot of people do is make a beeline to the food and to the
mm-hmm,
drink,
mm-hmm.
and they're losing that opportunity to really work the room or interact in the room. When you go to get your food, a lot of times you'll be offered hors d'oeuvres, maybe a small hors d'oeuvre plate and a glass of mm-hmm. wine or whatever your beverage is. don't travel with something in your left hand and your right hand. Keep your right hand free because you want to be able to shake hands with people. So have your drink for a while in your left hand. You might want to have your hors d'oeuvres, if it's a standing hors d'oeuvre party, in your left hand. But keep that right hand free.
Mm. And that, for fist bumps or for shaking hands, right? We were having this conversation earlier off mic, and I said, you know, because of some of the interactions that we've experienced, the social faux pas that have happened and some of the harassment issues out there, I've met some executives that are going for the fist bump over the handshake. No, not so much.
You know why the handshake is appropriate?
Yeah, why is that?
Is we like to have 18 inches of space between ourselves and the other person. We kind of keep that. We never really
bubble,
cuddle
huh?
up with people. We just kind of keep that. We don't really have to think about it or be conscious of it. The handshake is so perfect because you're reaching out to someone, but you're actually, because of the length of your arms, maintaining that 18 inches.
Hmm.
It's totally appropriate. It allows you to have eye contact, to be shoulder to shoulder with someone, but still have that room between you. But it's a great way to be able to exchange just a moment with someone, and it is appropriate.
Good stuff. So don't travel around with both hands full of stuff. Anything else? What other faux pas might we make?
What about
forgetting names?
Well, people do tell themselves they forget names, so oftentimes we don't even challenge ourselves to remember names.
Yeah.
And so really being conscious as you're meeting people to take the name in. And if you don't hear it, or if you maybe heard it and it's a name you're unfamiliar with, just dealing with it right then, you know, please tell me your name again. I have people tell me they hide from people that they should know their name, but they don't. You just want to be able to say, you know what, I know I've met you before. Please tell me your name again. That communicates that you want to know the person, and that's basically what people are looking for, is wanting to be recognized and known. And if you have a partner or a spouse, be really conscious of introducing them. A lot of partnerships, they'll say, you know, if I don't introduce you right away and I put my hand out and shake their hand and they don't give us their name, would you just introduce yourself? Because then they'll introduce themselves
to
you.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So having some kind of methodology on dealing with that, but recognizing that your spouse or your partner that doesn't work there, you know, it can be a very uncomfortable situation if you're not made part of
so
that
event. Include them.
Include them.
Yeah.
Be inclusive. And be inclusive of guests that you see who may not have someone to talk to. Not everybody's comfortable at these events.
That's true.
So,
and somebody may be standing in the corner someplace.
Exactly.
And I find that that's interesting, you know, when you see the wallflower someplace and and going over there and introducing yourself and starting that conversation just to help those people through the rigors of being in a room with a whole bunch of folks that they may or may not know.
Yes, Michael, it can be so appreciated, and they will always remember you when you do that.
A little kindness does go
absolutely
a long way. Well, what about tips for navigating these business and social events?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, you know, what
well,
do you
the
mean?
Conversations are usually brief ones.
Yes,
and so
very.
You have to be, or hopefully, you have to have a way to work the room. You don't want to get caught in a conversation either where you're there all night with one person. So if you go up to someone, introduce yourself, shake hands, ask an open-ended question, something that, you know, walk me through, you know, what department are you in and, you know, what's your role there? It's something that's going to get them talking. And then as they're talking, at some point you do some connecting with them so that there's something you're leaving or disclosing. And then when you're ready to move on, you can just say, you know, excuse me, I've got to go find someone in my department, or I've got to go check out the shrimp. It doesn't matter what you say, but you've put a punctuation point on it, and then end with a closing handshake and an affirmation. I'm really glad I had a chance to see you here tonight.
And that politeness does go a long way, doesn't it?
It does, and you kind of manage the situation, but they remember that there was closure on it, because many times we're talking to someone, the little bell goes off in our head, time's up, and somebody just kind of wanders away, and it doesn't feel good, doesn't leave a favorable impression.
Right. And so close that conversation with something that's, it's been so nice learning more about who you are and what you
Absolutely.
Do. Thank you so
yes.
much for your time.
Yes.
Yeah, or you're something like that.
Yes.
Does it always have to be so formal, Deborah?
That sounds formal, doesn't it?
It does.
When we actually do it, here's the deal with business etiquette. When we're demonstrating these things, we're making someone else feel really appreciated. It might feel formal to us doing it until we've practiced that, but it's received as as being, you know, someone's really reaching out to me. It matters. They ask me a question. They're affirming the fact that they were able to talk to me. It feels really good on the part of the recipient.
You know, for those of us who are not necessarily shy in a crowd, present company included, going up to an individual, what's the appropriate greeting when, and these are holiday parties or gatherings or something like that? Is it, "Hi, my name's Michael Libby. So nice to see you. Tell me about yourself." Is that adequate, or do we not be that formal or that upfront?
You know, it is good to introduce yourself. It's good to say your first and last name. And we like to tell everyone, say hello. Hello rather than hi.
Ah.
Because in context right now, in business contexts that are international as well, hi is too familiar. It's more of a slang term. So hello. And that gives someone a chance to have a little more time before they receive your name. And then, just as you said, ask something open-ended that they can actually talk about themselves or about whatever it is you've asked them about versus a closed question where you might just say, "Are you having a good time?"
Yeah, right.
That conversation might not go anywhere.
That was over with in about 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about eye contact? Is it always important here as well?
Mm-hmm. Eye contact is going to communicate interest. In a one-on-one conversation, 100% eye contact is a bit too much because people feel a bit stalked. And so you want to soften that eye contact. They say about 40 to 60% of the time you should have direct eye contact in a one-on-one. If you're talking to a small group, talk to a set of eyes and then shift. Talk to another person, their set of eyes. Talk to the other. Be inclusive of everybody, but look at people while you're talking.
What about the parties or the office gatherings or this time of year when you know maybe 70% of the people in the room?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different strategy, isn't it?
It could be, and that might also be an opportunity for more faux pas if we're too familiar.
Yes.
This is still an opportunity to make someone feel special, to make them feel acknowledged. And so we're pulling out those techniques, not just when we don't know someone, but actually to be able to demonstrate respect and interest in people that we do know.
And sometimes the people that are at these office gatherings may be a new hire, someone that's there for the first time.
Yes.
And very important, I imagine, to be inclusive with these folks, and rather than going to your favorite buddy over across the hall, spend some time with the newbies?
It is very important to be aware of that. We oftentimes say, you know, if you're traveling around talking and networking, be in a group of three or more. That's an easier group for someone to break into. If it's a group of two, that could be a business conversation, an intimate conversation, and you don't get the eye contact of someone. So wait for a lull and then break in. It is great to be able to help people make connections, because when you do that through the introduction, think of maybe the new hires that you know that'll be there, and who would it be important to introduce them to?
One of the things that Tarot International, we're talking with Deb Renner, ladies and gentlemen, from Tarot International. One of the things that Tarot International does is they employ people like you, Deb Renner, to talk about business and etiquette and how that impacts career choices. Are you sometimes surprised at how little people know about these topics?
Oh, Michael, I'm glad that you brought that up. It's interesting because some of these things seem so fundamental, but what we've seen over the years, we have 3 certified etiquette consultants. We license the research from the Protocol School of Washington, D.C. We believe in research at Tarot and the best research-based information. And what we see is that even though these things sound simple, they're not easy to do when you're actually in those environments. And so it always amazes us. People are very thirsty for the information and to employ these techniques. And it actually creates an opportunity for them to feel really good about the times that they're spending networking because they have a framework or an agenda.
Well, and networking, there is that word work in there. And we should always perhaps remember that. And these may be very nice social occasions, but it doesn't take much of an error or a mistake or a misstep to sink a career.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's so unfortunate if someone has a mistake that then they have to try to undo the perception that might have been formed.
Deborah Renner, ladies and gentlemen, Tarot International, who is a co-author of the book, Your Invisible Toolbox. and along with Roe Crosby. Much of what we've covered here today is in that book, isn't it?
It is in the book. You know, the first two parts of the book, we're really excited about making them the first two parts because they are about interacting with others and presenting yourselves in the world. And that's just, there's 43 different short chapters, as you know, of different tips and tools that you're going to use in order to make sure that you really maximize those opportunities to be with others.
Good stuff. And by the way, you can find that. We'll have links to the book on the radio blog. Deborah, good to see you again. Happy holidays to you and yours, and thanks for doing this.
It's always good to see you, and happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to have to back on out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer for today. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio stations. James Goodlett is the gentleman who arranged, composed this music that you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. Jimmy Olson, the voice of the Business News Hour, and the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and for our guests, Nan McAdam in the first half hour and Deborah Renner in this half hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us again this afternoon. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man, and what the heck? Happy Hanukkah.